Moncrief on News Talk.
Welcome back to Moncrief on News Talk. Fionnuala Jones filling in for Sean. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. A new book is looking to support rural heritage by preserving the best Irish rural sayings. Joining me to discuss this now is Anne-Marie McAleese, a Rural Action board member and former BBC Radio Ulster broadcaster. Hello, Anne-Marie.
How's she cutting, Fionnuala? I should really say.
Oh, love it. There's a woman who knows her onions. I love it. How did you become involved in this campaign and why did you want to come involved, I suppose?
Well, you came right back at me there with my onions.
Oh, so, there are two women who love to do research. We love
already.
It.
Fionnuala, I'm delighted to be on the programme and thank you very much for having us to chat more about this. I, of course, was happy to be involved as a board member, and also the programme I used to present on the BBC was all about heritage and community and places and people. So it melded very, very well with what Rural Action are all about, which is supporting rural communities right across Northern Ireland and the border. Counties. So rural sayings are such an important and enjoyable part of our heritage, really, when you think about it. And many of us grew up hearing so many of these expressions from our parents, firstly, probably grandparents, neighbours. And what we've discovered, there's so much full of humour and wisdom. But we were worried that there's a real danger, I think, that some of them could be lost, as with everything, with the passage of time and as one generation passes to the next. And I think it's also a very personal campaign, because I've discovered when I think back to some of the ones that a particular saying can immediately remind you of someone who's maybe no longer here anymore, or someone you knew, or take you back to a certain time and place. So it has been lovely seeing people reconnect with those memories.
What has the response been like to the campaign? Very positive, by the sounds of it.
Unbelievable. We have been overwhelmed. We really have. We launched it in the middle of May, and I did a couple of videos on Facebook and on for the website. And I think there's been something like over 217,000 connections, links, shares. At this stage, we have over 1,000 sayings and building. So under heaven, we're going to sort of edit that down a little bit, because at this stage it's looking like an encyclopedia of rural sayings, never mind a little book, little being the operative word.
Yeah, you might have to change the name to a big book, because we're already getting texts in. What are some of the best sayings that you had kind of had in your arsenal, and I suppose maybe ones that you came across being involved in this campaign?
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a minute or two to think of some of your favourite ones now that the light is shining on you. But for me personally, one that I was very happy to share, and then I'll get on to some of the other ones that have been contributed. There was a very good friend of my grandmother, who lived in Belfast, and this was her next door neighbour. She was Mary Donaghy from the Royal County, from County Meath, High King of Ireland territory. And every time I left her house, long after my granny had died, and I used to visit her, and she would look out up to the sky, and she was talking about the weather, and she would say, listen, look up, you'll be all right if there's enough blue in the sky to knit a jacket for a rabbit.
Oh, wow. So beautiful.
Isn't it? It's lyric. And I was thinking, what in under God does that actually mean? But it has stayed with me. I kind of look up now whenever I'm going out. Do I need an umbrella? I always think of Mary Donaghy. And funny, we got a couple of other presenters involved in the promotional campaign as well. Chef and broadcaster Paula McIntyre, who's down in your neck of the woods today, actually, so she may well be listening. But being the chef that she is, this one was good from her. She talked about never forget the bowl you were baked in. You know, something's getting a wee bit up themselves. And they're kind of, you know, losing the run of themselves. And then Malachy Coos, just finishing this one, Malachy, who's singer, songwriter from County Tyrone, he was great as well. He talked about she didn't lick that off the grass.
Oh, classic.
If you have traits similar to your mother or your father. So the list is endless. Honestly, Fionnuala, we could be here all afternoon.
Like, what constitutes a rural saying? Because as you asked me to kind of think of some, I have some in my head, but I don't know if they really qualify. My mam would have always said, and this would have been more related to going swimming in the sea. So we'd say April, May, stay out of the sea. June, July, swim till you die. That's obviously instructional more than anything else. Does that constitute? Would that make it into the book?
Absolutely, I think so. The expressions that you just don't hear as much anymore. I mean, you've remembered that, and you will maybe say that to your friends and to other younger members of your family, and it will be passed down from one to the other to the other. So rural, because we focus so much on rural, the rural counties, that's probably why we put that word in. But it doesn't have to be a farming context by any manner of means. I mean, the other ones I remember now are, you know, you'll be some pup when your tail grows, you know. How your west keeper lit your quare crack. And there's another one actually from Athlone, two of Athlone, like the devil through Athlone, if somebody is spending money too fast, maybe.
Right.
And then the other one, when you say that in another context, a different part of Athlone, maybe it means that you're going somewhere very fast, recklessly, or you're in a wild hurry. So and everything constitutes. So yeah, absolutely. You tear away, there's another one. Look, tear away. My mama's a dressmaker. So you can tear strips off me, but my mother will put me together again. Don't worry.
Have you found, just with that Athlone example there, that phrases have come through? Is that often happening where they kind of mean different things, or they're slight variations depending on where they're coming from?
Well, that is something that when we really start to pick them to pieces and have a good look at them, I do think there some of them would be unique maybe to Tyrone or Fermanagh or Cavan or me or wherever it might be. So yeah, I think there would be some that would be more featured in certain counties than others. But that's the good bit. That's the bit I'm looking forward to whenever we really sit down and think to ourselves, like, which ones are we going to have and which ones are we not going to have? And there will be some repetition because, you know, that one, never a clout till May is out. A lot of people are saying that to us. Lady Muck from Clabber Hill, she's still got her first communion money. Talking never brought her home. Those are kind of universal, I think. But yeah, some of them have a wee bit of a county accent depending on where they come from.
Yeah, it's funny that now we're sucking diesel has become universal when it is so specific in another way.
Now we're sucking very, very expensive diesel, I think. We could add that on.
You don't need to tell me. Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer as well. What's going on with the heifers in Mullingar?
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't heard that one. Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer.
So this is apparently to describe someone or something that is thick and heavy. So there you go. I don't think you'd want to be. I don't think you'd want to be at the subject of that phrase.
No,
I will say,
no, maybe not. Or the other one I like. She's as nosy as a cow over a hedge.
Oh. But again, lyrical, beautiful. The visual is just unbelievable. We have a text in here. My aunt from Carrick and Shannon used to say, there'll be wigs on the green when there was an argument, which again, that's poetic.
That is poetic. That's if you take your wig off and you're about to have a fight, is that it?
Absolutely, I think so. Yeah. So the proceeds of the book are going to support the Rural Action Awards. What do the Rural Action Awards do?
Well, the Rural Action Awards are very important. And actually, since 2022, we have distributed something like over £50,000. And this would be to support projects, well, anything maybe from taking a group of young people or older people, maybe away on a trip for a day or a couple of days, maybe buying small pieces of equipment to maintain a community trail, for instance, or even things like first aid equipment, sensory equipment, that kind of thing. It's all about supporting grassroots community. And you see, we have a secret weapon. The woman responsible for this entire campaign, she's incredible. She's dynamic. She's hardworking. And that's our own Teresa Canavan, who's the CEO. And this idea hit her when she was out walking her dog, Harley. And then, so, you know, you get those light bulb moments. So she discussed it with us and we just thought, you know, every single family, every person here across the border counties will resonate with this. And she's just got a real feel for what resonates with people. And I think that is exactly what has happened. That's why, you know, she's almost become a victim of her own success as far as this is concerned. But it's been powerful crack altogether, going through them all.
Yeah. We've gotten some context on the wigs on the green phrase. So it's an 18th century Irish phrase meaning a fight, argument, or big trouble. It comes from a time when men wore powdered wigs. During street fights or duels on grassy areas like St. Stephen's Green in Dublin, men took off their wigs and threw them on the grass before fighting. The blows knocked off the wigs, leaving them lying on the green grass. Obsessed. Ooh, men used to be real men, and they used to wear wigs, and they used to fight in Stephen's Green. That's what I say.
Well, that's that. Well, listen, I hope your listeners will continue to get in touch with you, Fionnuala, this afternoon, and they can check out our website as well, because we have extended the deadline until this Friday, I think, because we, as I say, we launched it back in May. We thought we'd be kind of all done and dusted by maybe the middle of June. Then we extend, so it's extended until August the 14th, and we would love to hear as many, and also the context and where they heard them from, because the stories associated with these are incredible as well. It's your friend, it's your neighbor, it's your granny, and there's always some kind of a story that's attached to it, which we would also like to feature in the book as well.
Amazing. Where can people submit these? You mentioned the website, shout it out there.
Yeah, that's ruralaxle.co.uk, and on that website you will find the submission link, and it's very, very straightforward, very, very easy. We're also on Facebook as well, Rural Action NI, and there's a LinkedIn, rural.action-NI. So there's any innumerable ways to get in touch with us, and as I say, if we knew the context as well, that just adds to the entire story.
Anne-Marie McLeese, Rural Action Board member and broadcaster, thank you so much for joining us today.
Been a pleasure now, Fionnuala, and you keep her lit.
Oh, I will. Trust me, I will. I will. Look, I know Anne-Marie just said there that they're not discriminating in terms of the phrases, but someone has texted in to say, get out of the garden. It's a Dublin one, but still good. Guys, that's, I don't think that qualifies, does it? Get out of the garden? What? I need more context on that if it does qualify, because I don't think it is. And if I was in charge of that book, respectfully, I don't think it would be going in. Also, Dubs, you can't have everything. That's all I'll say as well. I'm as healthy as a trout. Should I drink like a fish? Very good, very good. From West Cork, she's so skinny, the one eye would do her. Incredible. My grandmother used to say, isn't it great they didn't ruin two houses with them? If two people she didn't like married each other. Unreal, unreal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.